each one. It is a blessing to be with you here this morning. As few of you know, I didn't have this on my schedule for the week, but we got an invitation for lunch and realized that somebody's planning on me being here this morning. So we made plans to be here as well, which did not change any other plans. So I was glad that that worked out as well as it did. It's been a little while since I was here, and it's a blessing to come back and see you here once again at Rollinsville. This morning, I'd bring a message on gratitude, a life of gratitude. Thinking of Thanksgiving coming up, it's kind of hard to avoid such a wonderful day in the year. And but what is Thanksgiving? It's an act of giving thanks. You know, it's not just a day on the calendar that we observe once a year, but it's a day of giving thanks. Abraham Lincoln had set it aside the last Thursday in November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father. Was his words for that. If only we could hear that from our political leaders today, it would be great. The pilgrims made 7 times more graves than they did huts. But yet, no Americans have been more impoverished than these who nevertheless set aside a day of thanksgiving. That was a quote by H.U. Westermeyer. Made 7 times more graves than huts, but yet they set aside a day for thanksgiving and praise to God. At many different scripture references, don't have just one text to go to, but there's a lot of scripture that speak of thanksgiving. And I want to show that Thanksgiving should be a daily activity all through the year, not just at Thanksgiving time. As I studied this, I found that one individual described Thanksgiving as a doctrine. And if you go to Daniel Kaufman's Doctrine of the Bible book, it is not listed there as a doctrine. But a doctrine is simply something that is taught. And gratitude certainly is that, is something that is taught. Any of you that have little children, you teach them to say thank you when they get something. And hopefully that pattern continues as they get older to say thank you. I think Thanksgiving is more a choice, like love, than it is a feeling. I read a story of an individual who was to address a group of deaf believers one morning. And that morning as he woke, he felt very dizzy and had difficulty walking. He felt like he did not have anything to share to this group. But when he arrived, he saw 100 people singing with sign language. He determined that he was able to praise God despite his circumstances. I'm not sure I've mastered it quite that well, but I do know that I've learned a lot over the years in praising God for his blessings in my life. So the first question I have, to whom do we give thanks? I'd like to start with Psalm chapter 50. Psalm chapter 50, verses 14 and 15. To whom do we give thanks? Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in a day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. As we thought about our our lesson on Ruth this morning. You know, God delivered them out of their circumstances, and they glorified him in turn for that. Turn to two verses in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians 2. Verses 14 and 15. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the salvation, the saving, the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. Thanks be unto God, which causes us to triumph. In Colossians 1, verse 12. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of his inheritance. What a blessing to have that inheritance waiting for us. In Hebrews 13, verse 15. Hebrew writer here is speaking of Jesus who shed his blood for us, and as a result, we offer our praise to the Father. Hebrews 13, 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks and praise to God continually. This verse shows us again how Thanksgiving is not just a day, but it should be a lifelong attribute. And in Romans 16, verse 4, we have an example here of another, of Paul giving a example of somebody else to give thanks for. Romans 16, verse 4, Paul speaks here. He says, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. So here Paul was giving thanks to others for their sacrifices for him. Said, who have for my life laid down their own necks. Other people were putting their lives on the line for the Apostle Paul, and he was stopping to give thanks for them. They've done so much for him. The second question I ask, why do we give thanks? Well, first off, we should want to. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 11-15. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the ministration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you, Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Unspeakable, there is something that cannot be fully declared. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. As we think of salvation, it is unspeakable. We cannot fully describe the blessings of that. Is it really of any value to thank God for anything else if we cannot thank him for this unspeakable gift? First Thessalonians 5:18, probably the most familiar verse when we think of giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Paul doesn't mention giving thanks when we feel like it, giving thanks when things are going our way. I'm sure each of you have had times when you haven't felt like giving thanks. But yet, when we stop and think about it, we realize how many things we do have to be thankful for. 2 months ago, I was given a test of a pinched nerve. And it was very difficult for a couple weeks. But through it all, I realized I did have a lot to be thankful for. And since then, I've experienced healing, and I've given God many thanks for that as well. It's much nicer to go about my work without that. So we were commanded to give thanks. We have an example of Jesus giving thanks in Matthew 15, verse 36. Verse 36. This is when Jesus fed the multitudes here. "And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they all did eat and they were filled. And they took up of the meat that was left 7 basketfuls. We have 5 other accounts in scripture where Jesus gave thanks of the same account here, and also at the Last Supper. I'm sure there was many other times that he did also give thanks that weren't recorded, but he gave an example, the pattern to give thanks. Psalm 92 gives another reason to give thanks. Psalm 92, verse 1. Says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." It is a good thing. Not only a good thing, it's probably one of the best things you can do, to give thanks unto the Lord. So when do we give thanks? Turn back a few more chapters in Psalm chapter 30. When should we give thanks? Psalm 30, verse 4. "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. How often do we think about the holiness of God? Do we give thanks for it, or does it make us feel like we have so far to grow? As God told us to be holy as he is holy. We're to give thanks when we work. Colossians 3, verse 17. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Here again, it's commanded to do, and not simply when you feel like it. I'm sure you've all faced situations at work where it's not as easy to give thanks. It's one of God's statutes in Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, and also Deuteronomy 11, 19. And thou shalt teach him diligently unto thy children, shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. An everyday, all day experience. Do we pass that on to our children as we go through our day? Do we take the time? Do they realize that we're thankful for things that come our way? We're thankful for the sunshine. We're thankful for the rain. Romans 14, verse 6 reminds us to give thanks when we eat. Romans 14, verse 6. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord he eateth not and giveth God thanks. And also in 1 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Paul giving us the admonition here to thank God for what we eat, when we eat. Nothing to be refused. And then in Colossians 4, verse 2, it says, when we pray, we're to give thanks. Colossians 4, 2, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Does our hearts swell with gratitude as we pray? Ephesians 5, 19 and 20 gives another time when we're to give thanks. Ephesians 5, 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto the God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Paul speaks here of giving thanks when we remember others. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. When an individual comes to mind as we go about our work, do we thank God? We offer prayer of thanks for that individual. In three other of Paul's epistles, he said a similar thing. I'm sure that each of us have some of those that we thank God for quicker than others. But at the end of his epistles, he shares the name of a few individuals that were not what he considered a blessing in his life and ministry. But I think Paul still gave thanks, regardless. So who do we give thanks for? In 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, Paul says, for everyone. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For all men. Even a neighbor that's hard to deal with. Even a driver that cuts us off on the road. You make an application fit for you. Paul exhorts to give thanks for everyone. How do we show our thanks and appreciation to our Creator? One writer puts it this way, we show our gratitude to God for His sheer grace by holy living, self-denial, and walking in the light. We show our gratitude to God for His sheer grace by holy living, self-denial, and walking in the light. It's more how we live than by what we say. Are we living a life of gratitude? Ephesians 5, verse 4. Paul has a few things here that we're not to do. He says, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Calls us to not be part of filthy talk, foolish talk, but rather giving of thanks. Deuteronomy 8, verse 10 and 11. Moses giving a good example here to the Israelites, good admonition. Deuteronomy 8, verse 10. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. When thou hast eaten and art full, remember to bless God. The story that I shared at the beginning of the individual that was called to speak to the deaf believers. It's easy to offer our thanks when we compare ourselves to those less fortunate. But what about when we don't personally know any of those less fortunate than us? What if we feel like we're at the bottom of the totem pole? Can we be thankful for our friends having things we don't, for our friends doing things that we can't do? Can we be thankful when the Lord doesn't send the rain on us that he sends on others? We were tested a little bit with that this year. When others seem to have everything going for them and you don't, are we thankful? We could turn to Job. You know the account of Job and what he went through. Job couldn't find anybody worse off than himself. But it doesn't say that he thanked God for the misfortune. But it does say he worshiped. He worshiped despite his circumstances. I know what it's like to wait for a check to pay some bills, but I don't know what it's like to wonder where the next meal will come from or whether we'll be able to stay warm through the winter. There are people who have to deal with that. But what do you have that you have not been given? What do you have that you have not been given? Are we thankful? A few quotes that I found. Hem your blessing with thanksgiving. Hem your blessing with thankfulness so they don't unravel. Another quote, a thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all other virtues. That was by Cicero. Gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. Quote by Henry Ward Beecher. Gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. I'm sure you've been around individuals that tend to have more of an attitude of thanksgiving, and those that have more of an attitude of nothing's going right, nothing ever goes right. Colossians 2, 6 and 7, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Overflowing. Overflowing with thanksgiving. I trust that as we face another Thanksgiving season, that may be our testimony every day, and not just a Thanksgiving. One more question. What if God stopped loving you and caring for us because we failed to love and care for others? What if God only gave us today what we thanked him for yesterday? Powerful question. What if God only gave us today what we thanked him for yesterday? Those that can, shall we kneel for prayer? Our Father, we thank you for your manifold blessings to each one of us today. Father, you've given us the health and the strength to be gathered here together. You've blessed us with peace and safety here in this country. Father, we are so very blessed. I just pray you will continue to help us to realize these blessings. Help us to realize that you are the giver of all good things, that we may return our thanks to you each and every day. Father, pray your blessing on the congregation here at Rollinsville. May they continue to let their light shine for you as they gather here and as they go from here to their individual homes and neighborhoods. May your light shine through each one. And may your grace, mercy, and peace rest upon each one till you return. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.